Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We take our talents to the other side of the field. We get a Detroit mindset here. We are now joined by Colton Pouncey, beat writer for the Lions with the Athletics, with the Athletic. Colton, I got to ask, man, there's a big one in Columbia this weekend. I know you got some Mizzou ties, buddy. Alabama going to get shown up by Eli and company?
I think they might, man. I'm going to be at the game, actually.
Oh, really?
Perfectly. I've not been to a game in Columbia since I was in college. So it worked out perfectly this weekend. Definitely going to be there. I'm hoping for it, man. These tickets are expensive this weekend. So, I would love to see it. Yeah.
You going to get some Shakespeare's or Gumby's while you're out there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. No doubt. No doubt.
What
did
you pay to get in?
I think my tickets were like $165. And I feel like all the construction is making ticket prices higher this year. I don't know. I feel like when I was in college, it was like $40, but I guess the price being good too.
Everything's more expensive since the last time we were in college. All right, let's look at the game at Arrowhead on Sunday night, and you look at the Lions obviously coming in as an underdog. We've been trying to figure out all week, why do you think the Chiefs are a favorite in this game?
You know, I think maybe the timing of, you know, that game against the Jaguars, they're probably going to be pretty pissed off coming into that one. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously the Chiefs get up for big games, and the Lions certainly would qualify as that, and they're probably not trying to get shown up on their own field, and would come out pretty motivated knowing, you know, hey, we lost a couple games here. We've got to get back on track. They do a good job of that over there. So maybe that's why, you know, I look at the Lions situation, left tackle Taylor Decker, he's probably going to be listed as questionable if I had to guess. If he's not out there, this Lions offense, you know, he didn't play against the Bengals. They had some struggles, even though they still put up 37. I know that sounds weird. So maybe that factors in a little bit, but I mean, I do think where the Lions are at, they're probably more equipped right now to handle a Chiefs team than they would be in the past. So I think it's going to be a good game regardless.
When you look at this matchup, I saw something on the On 33 graphic where the Chiefs in week 5 had the best offensive line pressure. Lions were 28th, obviously with bye weeks, you'll have everybody playing. Is there a concern with the offensive line in Detroit?
You know, they're working in some new pieces. They have a really young interior. Outside of Grant Glasgow, the center who took over for Frank Ragnow. But next to him, he's got two young guards, two first-year starters, one rookie, Tate Ratledge, and a second-year guard in Christian Mahogany. So those guys are kind of, you know, getting their feet wet in the NFL, and there's been some ups and downs along the way. And then again, yeah, if Taylor Decker can't go, the guy they had replacing him last week was a second-year tackle, Giovanni Manu, who went to British Columbia, played Canadian college football, and it was very raw coming out of the draft in 2024. That was his first career start, and he gave us some pressures and a couple sacks. So, yeah, I mean, this offensive line, it doesn't look maybe as dominant as it did last year, but I still think they've got some dudes, and, you know, they trust those guys for sure.
And also, too, not just the offensive line beat up, the secondary is beat up as well. How is that going to factor in this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big factor, honestly. The Lions, they're known for man coverage. They've played man coverage for years under Aaron Glenn when he was the DC, and then Kevin Shepard now that he's taken over. So without Terrion Arnold, their first-round pick in 2024, and then DJ Reed, the big free agent addition this offseason, it's going to look a lot different. They like Amik Robertson, who played in that division out there with the Raiders and came over to the Lions last year. He's been playing nickel, but they moved him outside out of necessity. And then Rocky Sin is probably going to get the start opposite of him. So those are, you know, your CB3, your CB4, and going against some receivers with track speed and Pat Mahomes, obviously, it's going to be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, you look at that challenge. We look at the challenge of the two-headed monster that you have in the backfield with those two studs that run the ball. How do you stop Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, if that's possible?
Yeah, you know, teams have not had a lot of success doing that this year. I think, like, you know, they keep them so fresh. That's the thing. So, like, Jameer might take the first quarter, and Montgomery might take the second, and then they kind of alternate different drives throughout the game. So they're both fresh by the end. And I think the way they've been doing it this year, in the past, it was like David would get the first quarter and the first chunk carries. Now he's sort of the closer. So when teams are tired from chasing Jameer around, David can come in and just kind of, you know, bulldoze them at the end of a game, kind of demoralize them. We saw that against the Ravens on Monday Night Football. So, you know, that Chiefs defense, they've allowed, I think, 4.8 yards per carry this year. I do think the Lions can have success on the ground. And I think if they want to keep Pat Mahomes off the field, that's the way you do it. You sustain drives, you use the run game, and when you get to the red zone, you really have to capitalize there with touchdowns and not field goals.
What are fans feeling this week up there about this game? Are they looking at the Chiefs as a wounded duck? Are they looking at this Chiefs team as somebody like, oh my God, we got to take these seriously? Like, what's the fan vibe right now?
Yeah, I think Lions fans perpetually live in fear sometimes.
Right. So, so did we for a very long time, and there's still some of us that are living in fear here in Kansas City. Yeah. Colton?
Yeah. No doubt. I just think that's part of the franchise sometimes. But, you know, I think they're pretty confident with where things were. Definitely after week one, there's a lot of panic. And it's like, oh, no, Ben Johnson, he's gone. And Aaron Glenn, like, what are we going to do? Like, we don't look the same. What's going on? And then you win four straight, and you're feeling pretty good. So for this game specifically, you know, I think the Chiefs still present a major challenge. I mean, I'm not ready to count them out yet. They're going to win, like, they can win three in a row. And everyone would be like, yep, they're just fine.
Right.
So when I look at a game like this, I think there's an opportunity for the Lions to continue making a statement and saying, hey, we're for real. I know they were pretty mad at all the kind of offseason narratives about, oh, they're going to fall off. Dan Campbell's like a coordinator merchant. I don't know, all this talk out there. But I think in terms of the fan base, they probably feel pretty confident going into this one with what they've seen the last four games, scoring 30-plus in every one, defense coming together. But I do think, you know, some of the issues in the secondary could present a challenge in this one. But overall, I mean, the vibes are high in Detroit. They're feeling pretty good about the team.
No doubt. Aiden Hutchinson, right? One of the best, gets double teamed on the edge, still kind of finds home. Do you guys feel that sort of fear with Chris Jones, who's gotten a lot of flack this week from media, being, you know, obviously the video of him taking the playoff, and you talk about that offensive line with young interiors. Is this a game where it's like, hey, don't forget about 95?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I promise you that's probably being said at the walls of Allen Park, Michigan, where the facility is. You know, he's a problem, man, and I don't know all the narratives going on in KC, but I promise you they're looking at the tape and seeing 95 there and saying, we got to stop him. He's one of those dudes that can wreck a game. And when you talk about the two young guards that Detroit has, he might be the best interior player they face this year, and they got to be ready for him. And if they're not, he can disrupt things. And I think the thing with Jared Goff is, you know, I think Jared is, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in football now, but he is susceptible to this sort of interior pressure. And when it gets to him, that's he can handle pressure off the edge, I think, more so than the interior. The interior stuff is really what kind of bothers him, I think, just from what I've seen. So if Chris Jones has a good game, they can make things tough for this offense.
No doubt about it, man. Enjoy that game in Columbia. I'm jealous to go out there. It'll be a hell of a time. And that's if Eli can do it and that running back Hardy can do it, that might be his Heisman moment this Saturday.
I'm hoping for it, man. I can't wait for the game. It should be a fun atmosphere. But absolutely, I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for the time, Colton. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Colton Pouncey, beat writer for the Lions of The Athletic. Like that guy.
Yeah, I think he said something there that is pretty kind of telling for me. At least it kind of got my antenna up. We're talking about the secondary. When we asked about the secondary, you could hear in his voice, like, yeah, that's a problem.
He cracked the notebook immediately.
I mean, like that. I did. I cracked it right away. I said, Mac, pull that cut, because I think that's very telling of where this team is. And I think that's going to be the determining factor in this game. Like, the Chiefs need to take advantage of them having number three and number four out there at the cornerback position. I mean, we're talking about Rocky Sin. I mean, like, that guy's been in the league 1,000 years. I feel like he said that name, I go, oh my God. I mean, like, that guy's been around forever and a day. And you've got that speed, you've got that ability, you've got that quarterback. And as you mentioned, Dusty, you got that offensive line that ain't letting anybody in the door right now. Right. And so all of that to me feels like, on paper, again, this is an on paper thing, the Chiefs should be able to have a hell of a day passing. And you're probably looking at the number for Mahomes there, and you're thinking, I'll take the over on this one, because I think he's going to have a big day throwing the football. He should have a big day throwing the football. If he doesn't have a big day throwing the football, we're going to be asking ourselves on Monday morning what went wrong, you know, that he didn't have a big day. Now, if it's in a good way and Breshard Smith is running for 200 or some yards or something, that's a different conversation, yeah, right? You'll take that every day of the week. But, I mean, if you're this offense this week, if you're Nags and you're Andy and you're Patrick and you're these guys, you're like, we got an opportunity this week, guys. Let's go out there and show everybody that we're back. And then, oh, they put up 35 against the Lions and another 500-yard offensive day. Oh, by the way, see Monday morning who's sitting there? Rashee Rice is going to be sitting there as well, too. And now the rest of the league is going to poop their pants.
Yeah, like Sam Ellinger when he was way too early with the we're back for Texas 10 years ago or whatever that was. But this time it would actually be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Cam Newton GIF you sent us.
Yes, or the Cam Newton, yes, I'm back.
You want to play that audio that he's had for us about the
lack of corner depth? Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big factor, honestly. The Lions, they're known for man coverage. They've played man coverage for years under Aaron Glenn when he was the DC, and then Kevin Shepard now that he's taken over. So without Terrion Arnold, their first-round pick in 2024, and then DJ Reed, the big free agent addition this offseason, it's going to look a lot different. They like Amik Robertson, who played in that division out there with the Raiders and came over to the Lions last year. He's been playing nickel, but they're moving him outside out of necessity. And then Rocky Sin is probably going to get the start opposite of him. So those are, you know, your CB3, your CB4, and going against some receivers with track speed and Pat Mahomes, obviously, it's going to be a bit of a challenge.
I mean, that's the game right there.
Yeah, that's it, man.
That's
it
the game.
Right there.
Right there is the game. That's how you win on Sunday. The Chiefs will win if they take advantage of number 3 and number 4 in the secondary and go up over the top. And you know they're going to need somebody to fill in, so you're talking about number 5. If somebody gets hurt, maybe number 6.
Yeah.
So this is a very, very advantageous injuries that the Chiefs are going against this week. I'm not a root for injury guy, but when they do happen, you have to take advantage of them. The Chiefs have to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To exploit those cornerbacks this weekend, guys.
Well, on the other end, the offensive line. I mean, he said this is going to be the toughest challenge for those guards inside going against Chris Jones. We've been talking about Chris Jones all week. All right, bro, let's show us. Let's go.
It's shaping up, and we'll get into it in the script. I think this is the week because Chris Jones probably looks at everybody and what they've been saying this week about him and is like, all right, enough's enough. I got to go out there and I got to take over this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.